This game finally underway at 8:21. Short kick and a short run back, but good field position, 40-yard line. Everett was not going to kick it to Corey Pryor or Shantae Suddeth, and it was gobbled up by Jake Holland, the backup quarterback. And Jake did a good job to get about 6-7 yards right out to the 40. First down for Jackson.
Now, I will say this too, Greg, is Jackson gets ready to break the huddle for their first offensive play. Neither team, they only had 20 minutes of warm-up. They sat underneath in that horrible, humid, hot, smelly locker room for the better part of an hour and a half. So they came out, they got dressed, and they had about 20 minutes of warm-up. We'll see how sharp they are right away.
Lawan Bramlett at quarterback. Hands it off. This play's hit in the backfield, but spinning for maybe a yard, Corey Pryor.
Single number for Everett, number 5, Tyree Pruitt on the stop. And, you know, that right there never happened last week against Huron because the Huron kids, Jackson blocked them. This is a different beast here tonight with Lansing Everett's front 5.
Bramlett's going to throw over the middle. Got a man caught. That'll be a touchdown, Vikings. Marcus Worthy? Or is it Corey Pryor? I think it's Corey Pryor. You can't read the numbers over here. Worst numbers, worst uniforms in the world. Two-play drive for Jackson. That is a 58-yard touchdown pass. A beautiful throw by Lawan Bramlett. Hit Pryor in stride. Nobody's going to catch him.
No, and he beat the defensive back. And Everett was even on second and long in a defensive position that they were going to be able to play the pass because they only had 3 down linemen. But Pryor got a step to the inside. There was no safety. And Bramlett hit him 58 yards and a touchdown. And on the extra point here, timeout for Jackson High as they don't have enough men on the field to kick the PAT.
10 men on the field. They're short a player on the kick team. That would seem to be very simple. Be out on the extra point team. And Scott Farley is smoking down there. He is not happy. He had to take a timeout. Sneaking into that huddle, Keegan Davis.
Well, it'll be Nick Crowder to kick out of the hold of Maurice White.
Jackson up 6-0 here after 46 seconds. What a beautiful throw by Bramlett. Snap good, kick up, and good. 7-0 Vikings back in 30 seconds on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Wow, what a start for the Vikings. Beautiful 58-yard touchdown pass.
And, you know, first play was stopped at the line of scrimmage, gain of about 2. Didn't look good at all, and that's the one dimension Jackson High has now. Bramlett could throw that thing about 60 yards in the air.
I'll tell you that. You couldn't have thrown it any better.
Yeah, and it was a fake, obviously a flash fake to the inside, and he hit Pryor in stride for a 58-yarder.
Here's the squib kick. It works perfectly. They run back to the 15-yard line, and Jackson gets a hit at about the 30. Instead of the real short onside type kick, they tried to kick it into a dead area, and that worked out pretty well.
Maurice Allen for Everett with the return. He kind of ran around the from the left, right to the left, ended up getting the ball to the 30-yard line, so not real bad field position. And, you know, that's always dangerous, too, when you break across the field like that, because if he beats one guy, he can go.
Brandon Rudolph getting a start for the Vikings at a defensive end tonight on first down for Everett. Low snap. Ah, up man. And the quarterback will get a first down to the 41-yard line. Deanne came over, and whoever came out on the corner had a great shot at the quarterback, and he just made a little juke right around him.
And that was transfer quarterback Kenneth Schmidt. Transferred from Holt to Everett, and number one player to look at. He's pretty decent.
Yeah, not very big guy. He is a junior.
We knew, we know Jackson can score, but defensively there are a few question marks.
First down, Everett, from the 41-yard line. Jackson shows a blitz. They get right into the backfield. Good play. Man, I wish you could read the numbers here.
DeAndre Taylor, the ball carrier.
I think that was Suddeth that came up out of the secondary, turned it in. Or it might have been Ballard. No gain, second down and 10 for the Everett Vikings.
Or it could have been Armon Jones.
Could have been. Dante Wilson is split out with Maurice Allen. Again, Schmidt, the quarterback, out of the gun. Running option, he fakes a pitch. And they clean him up after about 5 yards. He gets out to the, they're going to give him the 47. That will bring up a third down and 4.
Lightning quick feet by Everett quarterback.
Don't say lightning on this show.
By the Everett quarterback, Kenneth Schmidt, as he faked. He read the defensive end of Jackson High and then very quickly cut up field towards the north end zone. Sets up a third down and about 4 from the Everett Viking 42-yard line, 47-yard line.
From the 47. Schmidt, the only one in the backfield, and he runs right up the middle. Easy first down. He may go all the way, and he will. Touchdown, Lansing Everett. Just a quarterback keep right up the middle.
And you could hear our coaches screaming, watch the quarterback draw. They knew it was coming, and Jackson was defenseless against it. Nobody came anywhere near touching Schmidt on the quarterback draw. 47 yards and a score. So with 9:05 to go in the first quarter, Jackson leads 7-6, and we're waiting the extra point by Lansing Everett.
So that was quick, too. That was 3 plays for Everett, and they go 70 yards and their extra point. Low snap, and the kick is up and good. We're tied.
Thomas Peck.
That was, we don't have his number. Thomas Keck. And we're 7-7. This could be a long night of scoring here. After 3 minutes. Take a break, back in 30 on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
So 7-7 here early. Again, if you're just getting around on the radio, we started at 8:21 here. It's now 8:30, and it's 7-7.
That's it. Another lightning.
They're pulling everybody off the field. Yep, there was a lightning. Lightning spotted.
Just now.
And this could be a long, long night here. Teams back off the field. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back, at least update you on some of the scores we have. And again, a weather delay coming up here. And we'll be back on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
And, 101.9 and 1450. For what it's worth, Tigers 3-0 over Kansas City. Grand Valley out to 23-7 lead in the first half. over Missouri Southwest Baptist up in Allendale tonight. Last score we had up in Mount Pilot was Central Michigan and Oklahoma State 3-3, but that was quite a while ago. And the Michigan game just kicking off on 970 WKHM. Some other scores, Ranch?
Well, in a very early 18-0 lead for Lumen Christi over Charlotte, that's where they stand at the half. Western at halftime was leading Battle Creek Penfield 21-8. Vandercook Lake leads East Jackson 14-0 in the game over on 105-3, which we do understand is also in another lightning delay. That game being played, actually it's not at Vandy tonight. I think they're at East Jackson, aren't they?
Vandy.
They're at Vandy. So that's right here. And that lightning bolt that struck had to be halfway between here and Vandy. So they're also in a delay. The other Cascades Conference game that we had in the first quarter, Hanover Horton was leading Michigan Center 8-0. Fairly locally, Portland was leading Hillsdale 28-7 near the end of the first half. It was Hudson 12, Morenci 0 in the first quarter.
Morenci just scored, Tom, 12-6.
Granville was leading J.W. Sexton 24-0 at halftime. And it was Rockford 27, Holt 0 well before the end of the first half. Caledonia was leading Grand Rapids South Christian 10-7. Traverse City was leading Hudsonville 7-0 in the first early in the game. That's a pretty good game up north. Ithaca was leading St. Charles 35-0, and it's going to be a clock runner there. And one final in, DeWitt has beaten Kingsford 38-7.
They're in a lightning delay at Hillsdale with Portland leading 28-7 there. At halftime, Mason up 14-6 on Eaton Rapids.
And you said they were not enjoying their lunch at Mary's Garden in Engadine?
No, they were down by about 60 at halftime.
To Powers North Central.
Powers North Central.
I was there this past fall, and actually the Engadiner is now closed, and it turned into a I don't know what's in there now, but there's really only one place in Engadine, and I really can't remember the name of it. It's a saloon. It's kind of the only place people can go eat there. But those guys are all playing eight-man football. And another one, I think it was Litchfield that had to forfeit this week to Battle Creek St. Phil in eight-man. I think you'll see that as the season goes on. We haven't heard too much of teams forfeiting. Saginaw Novell won today by forfeit over a Canadian school that couldn't field a team. But I've heard very little this year so far about teams having to go that route.
At halftime, Lowell 44, Chicago Hubbard nothing. At halftime, Lions leading Buffalo 10-7. In their final exhibition tune-up at Ford Field.
Well, in our game, Jackson High scored within the first minute when Juan Bramlett hit Corey Pryor on a 58-yarder, hit him right in stride over the post, right over the middle, and Jackson led 7-0 after Crowder's kick. And then Everett came back 3 plays later and scored on quarterback Kenneth Schmidt's 47-yard quarterback keeper, a little quarterback draw. Nobody in the backfield besides the quarterback. Everybody spread out. The Jackson coaches up here were screaming to the kids to make sure that they spotted the quarterback draw. Nobody laid a hand on him. Thomas Keck kicked the extra point for Everett, and we're tied at 7 with 9:05 to go in the first quarter. And we're in a lightning delay. And would you say this is an orderly exit from the stadium?
I'd say it's slow.
For the lightning delay?
Yeah, there's still people sitting in the stands. Now, granted, that lightning delay was really not near the stadium. I mean, it's out, but it doesn't make any difference. See, if officials are looking for it and they're ordered to do one thing, if you see lightning, the game is stopped for 30 minutes, yeah, and everybody out.
And the one thing they're ordered to do is protect our people.
Exactly.
And we're fairly safe in this structure, although lightning could hit this thing up in the press box, but I think we're safe standing on this wood. Might buzz us a little bit, maybe singe some hair, but I think we're okay.
That Marty might take a beating, though.
Yeah, but the coaches, you know, the referees are standing there on the field. I don't know. I never understood that. Coach Russo, as soon as he saw that lightning hit the ground, he was out of here. It's fast as I've ever seen him move.
Well, we haven't even played
except
3 minutes.
When the check comes, he's, you know.
Then he's gone. Quarter to nine, we haven't played 3 minutes yet. So we'll take a break. We'll get you updated here in about 15 minutes or so, or before 9 o'clock, to see what exactly is going to happen. The lightning strike that pulled everybody off the field was at about 8:30, and it might not be the last one we see here this evening. 7-7 ball game. We'll take you back to 101.9 1450, and again, we'll update you here in about 15 minutes here on the network.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Welcome back to Withington Stadium on 101.9 and 1450. We're going to try this again. GLC Tom Ranchford, 5 after 9, we've played 3 minutes. We've played 2:55 here in the first 7-7 ball game. Utah leading Michigan 3-0, game on News Talk 970 WKHM. Michigan just had a drive stalled with a pass interception. They are reasonably late in the first quarter in that one. Oklahoma State leading up in Mount Pilot tonight. They're playing Central Michigan, leading 10-6 at the half.
All right, Greg, in this one, Jackson High took the opening kickoff and didn't get very far. First play, about 3 yards. Second play, Luan Bramlett hit Corey Pryor on a 58-yard post right down the middle. And just 46 seconds into the game, after Jacob Crowder's kick, it was 7-0 Jackson. And then Schmidt scored a long touchdown for Everett. So at 9:05 to go, we're back playing.
And the Vikings fumble the kick. That's one thing Jackson could not do against this team is turn it over. But they must have lost it going down.
Yeah, I thought Jackson really had it before the officials, before everybody started piling on. But a very unfortunate, in something that's going to happen throughout the course of a game. Last week they had very few fumbles. Tonight this kind of slowed them up a little bit. So first and 10 from their own 29.
Bramlett out of the gun. Pryor in motion, gives to Suddeth. Breaks off the right side. Good run by Suddeth over the 36-yard line, and he gains about 7.
Darian Lanier on the stop for Everett, and a real nice play by him, or Suddeth might have been able to scoot right past him.
Cormac Carroll, Carl Albrecht, Noah Hubbard, Nate Lavery, Brandon Rudolph up front for the Vikings. And they'll use Pryor, Demetrius Craig, Daniel Grant, Maurice White as wide receivers. They spread the field. Fake to Pryor, Bramlett, first down. Bramlett out to midfield. That's a pickup of 14 yards by Luan Bramlett.
Yeah, and a terrific fake there, too, because they tackled Corey Pryor on the fake. And that's the one thing that Corey Pryor does unselfishly, as he gives himself up like that on that fake. And then Bramlett scooted very quick feet right up the gut until, again, he was brought down by Lanier. And a great gain right to the 50-yard line.
Bramlett calling the play, first down from the 50. They fake the option, and Bramlett's going to be crushed. Not much blocking that time, and number 6 for Everett, Marquise Reynolds, came up. Quite a pop on Bramlett.
Pretty good execution there by Lansing Everett, as they had a man fly to the pitch back right away. So you don't see a lot of schools do this. They're very well schooled by head coach and assistant principal Marcel Carruthers in defending the option, because one misstep and that thing goes the distance.
Bramlett, five receivers, has time looking. Now he rolls, in trouble, throws it long, and that is incomplete. Pryor covered like a blanket that time by Maurice Allen.
Bramlett's pass is incomplete.
Boy, you know what? A lot of time, as you mentioned, for Lawan Bramlett. Great protection by the Jackson offensive line. Not really open. That was great coverage by Allen, but he threw it anyway. It was deep. Even if it were intercepted, it was going to be very deep. But, boy, can Bramlett throw the ball.
Yeah, great job by the offensive line for Jackson. As Tom mentioned, Bramlett had all night. I think maybe he might have wanted to run, but there just wasn't a seam there. And now Bramlett keeps it. 50, 45, puts his head down. He's about 2.5 yards short, maybe 3 of a first down.
Jackson trapped that, and they faked the trap, and Bramlett kept it on that belly keep. Marquise Reynolds from Everett knocked him out of bounds at the Everett 43-yard line, where it does set up fourth down and 3.
Fourth and 3, Jackson will go here from the Everett 43. They very seldom punt. On fourth and 3. 8 in the bye, and Everett jumps offside. Great job by the Vikings. They draw Everett offside for the automatic first down.
Defensive lineman Tyree Pruitt jumped, and Jackson held steady. So a first down for the Jackson Vikings.
Terrific discipline by Jackson. So many times we've seen that the other way, Tom. Good to see him pull that off. Fourth and 3. They get a free first down. They sent Maurice White wide to the right. In fact, they have 5 wide receivers. Bramlett keeps it up the middle. Big hole. 30, 25, the 20. Hang up. 15. Out of bounds. 13, 12-yard line. Terrific run. Great blocking by Jay High.
Yes, and a great run by Lawan Bramlett on the fake, as they faked it wide to Kane Flowers on the jet sweep, and Bramlett ran it right back up the middle on that quarterback belly, and he outran and he broke a couple of arm tackles by the Everett kids until he was finally dragged out of bounds at the 13.
Everett takes a linebacker out. They bring in big Malik Windham. Great big defensive tackle type. Bramlett out of the gun, and a whistle and a timeout here. Everett on defense. Let's take a quick break. 7-7 game from Withington. Back in 30 seconds on 101.9 and 1450.
Everyone looks the same because they don't see you. All they see are numbers and statistics. That may not matter until you need a loan. But County National Bank sees you as an individual with value beyond what shows on a credit report. CNB is a local bank with local lenders using local appraisers who work harder to get you the loan you need. Everyone is not the same. We're local, just like you. CNB, banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, NMLS 399979, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Just joining us about 10 after 9. We have 6:34 to go in the first quarter here. 7-7 from the 13-yard line out of the gun, Lawan Bramlett. Hands it off Suddeth. Big hole right up the middle. Suddeth is inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. Jackson offensive line really doing a nice job. Suddeth wasn't touched, Tom. This was a play right up the middle until he got into the linebacking core.
Tackle again by Marquise Reynolds, and it's nice to be able to have that passing threat. It's nice to have that passing threat, which will ease up the stunts and things that Everett can do. Now, of course, they're inside the 10-yard line. I suspect Everett will be in a man-to-man defense.
Solid 5-yard pickup from the 8-yard line. There's Flowers in motion. Bramlett hit in the backfield, and he lunges forward for just a yard to the 7.
And remember, Bramlett's a tough kid. A year ago, Scott Farley told us that where, you know, he was the quarterback and he was just learning the position, but he's a tough kid because he was also the guy that they could not afford to have off the defense.
He was dinged up there. Scott sending a play in with Anthony Owens. It's third down and about 4.
Well, number 2, Dreamer. Anthony Owens is quite an athlete. He was the indoor state champion in track in the long jump. I think he finished 2nd in the state outdoors in the long jump. He's a terrific athlete.
Bramlett runs, fakes the pitch. He's down for a first down. Boy, he took a late shot, too, at the 1 yard line.
Well, and when he took it, he was reaching to extend the ball like all the kids like to do, to flash it at the goal line.
Great run again by Lawan Bramlett as he faked it and just kept it. Off left tackle, Carroll and Albrecht over there on that left side. Albrecht, senior at 300. And he is clearing some space for that Jackson ground game. First down, 1 yard line. Power eye set. Bramlett touchdown, Jackson. They just push Bramlett right into the end zone. Good methodical drive led by Lawan Bramlett, who's just looked terrific here through a game plus.
Nick Crowder on to kick again for Jackson High. He's off the soccer team out of the hold of Maurice White. Snap is good, the spot's down, and the kick is right down the middle all the way to the back through the track, almost to the fence. So with 4:36 to go in the first quarter, Jet 14, Lansing Everett 7.
Quick break, right back with the kick on 101.9 at 14:50.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 14:50 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
We're the Viking band in the background. 14-7 Jay High, little pooch kick into that dead area. Scooped up, bobbled. And look out.
No, no, no.
40-50 flag. Good deal there, a flag back at the 30.
Maurice Allen picked that thing up on the second bounce at about the 30. Took it again from his right all the way to the left. But we do have a penalty against Everett, and it'll bring this thing back.
I thought he was going to go all the way, Tom.
Yeah, the field got spread because, again, he's going against the grain. Kids got to stay in their lanes.
And that will cost.
Illegal block in the back at the 33, so it's going to move it back to the 23-yard line.
Back up Everett to their own 23-yard line. First and 10.
About a 40-yard penalty on Everett there. Mm. But their little quarterback he ran 3 times right through Jackson that opening series. And the last one was a long one, and he was not touched on that quarterback draw.
Yeah, I talked to the coaches. One player was out of position, and that's all it takes.
On first down from the 23, Schmidt hands it off. Running back snowed under. Nothing doing there for number 8, DeAndre Taylor. No gain, 2nd and 10. Brandon Rudolph, the starting right tackle, is playing also on defense. Witherspoon was in there also on the play.
You can read these numbers when they're stationary like this, but when they're moving,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
2nd and 10, Schmidt spreads that field out. He fakes, he runs, he's hit, breaks away, hit hard again up to the 28 or 9-yard line.
Well, Witherspoon for Jackson made that tackle. You can identify him because of those yellow shoes. But the last thing we would ever do is slight giving credit to a Jackson player, but you simply cannot see the numbers on these Jackson High jerseys.
Malik Brown was one of the players there. Third and five. You really have to key on the quarterback. And we haven't seen him throw it yet. He's just running it out of the shotgun. No running back. And he runs right up the middle, and he's drilled. That's the same play where he ran for a touchdown. Jackson all over it.
Same play and the same formation. It's number 23 on the stop. That's Carlos Nelson, his second tackle of this series.
He smelled that out beautifully, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, they went back to the well, probably should have adjusted that because Jackson did talk about that. I talked with their coaches. One player was out of position. This time he was in that position. There was nowhere for Schmidt to go, and then Nelson dropped him. So it'll set up fourth down and four from the Lansing Everett 29-yard line.
Everett does not have 11 on the field. They trickle somebody out there. Fourth and about five. Get the kick away. Fair catch called for by Shante Sutta, 39-yard line.
Number 14, Shante Sutta. Fair catch.
So good stop by the Viking defense. Offense has been rolling. Time out of town.
Yeah, at last check during our intermission, it was 12 minutes to go in the game. Lumen Christi had a huge 32-7 lead over Charlotte. And then at halftime, it was Western 21, Battle Creek Penfield 8. And we don't have another update from...
Yeah, we have two dead telephones here.
Yeah.
That's not helping the cause tonight either. First down Vikings, and they have their backup quarterback, Jake Holland. They do not have enough players on the field again. They are short a player.
Well, at least your phone is just out of juice. Mine is
dead.
Yeah.
Period.
And it's 100% charged and won't work, so... All of our people that are contacting us with out-of-town scores, yeah, contact me. And I can't wait to see. I'll probably have to go get a new one tomorrow morning. I can't wait to see them all those messages roll in.
Well, that second time Scott Farley has had to take a timeout with not enough men on the field.
And those are mental mistakes. Those are
it's
mental
been a
mistakes.
Bugaboo over here for a long time.
With the kids and with the coaches. That
Jake Holland gets a series here. The 5'10", 170-pound junior hands it off to Suddeth, and he has about four, almost 5 yards.
Tackle again by Marquise Reynolds of Everett. And when Holland's in the game, he has he's a very confident young man. He's pretty smart. He can throw, but he is not anywhere near the runner that Lawan Bramlett is, which that dimension changes a little bit. But I think Scott's doing the right thing to have him on the field a couple of times a game to get him acclimated off the JV team a year ago.
On second, we'll call it five. Holland keeps it. And there's a late hit. That was kind of a dirty hit there, and there's a flag.
Michael Jeffries was one of the first players that hit Holland. And you even see right there, if Bramlett ran that, he might have been able to certainly get the first down by himself. But on the other hand, Bramlett ran the ball so much, he took a pounding. You saw him limping a little bit. This is a good move in many aspects.
Well, I've seen a couple dirty hits here by Everett.
15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
That one they flagged.
You know the danger of that is, we'll hit back. We had a near riot one night at Sexton. And you could, these are city kids, and you can do whatever you want with them and try to teach them and coach them, but when they get hit, they're hitting back.
38-yard line, first down following a 15-yard personal Here's a mix-up in the backfield. Holland has to keep it. And he fumbled the ball. Jackson jumped on it. That was ugly.
Tried to run the belly fake, and I think that's, yeah, that's Pryor. Yeah, the fake was to Pryor, and he ended up getting the ball back.
Correction, Pryor was the ball carrier.
Pryor picked up that fumble from Holland and actually got a yard out of that mess. Second down and nine. Jackson leads 14-7. Likely the final play of the first quarter as we roll to 9:30. Couple weather delays over here at the stadium. Holland back to throw, looking. Down the middle, got it! Pryor, first down, 17-yard line. Beautiful strike. And we have a flag back here, and it might be roughing the pass. Oh, they're calling holding on Jackson. My goodness.
Well, that's not going to take away from the beautiful throw by Jake Holland, and he hit Pryor right on the hands in that post play over the middle.
Great grab by Pryor.
And how the pass was just as good as anything. You know, this is our third game, and that pass was as good as anything we've seen thrown.
From the spot of the foul, the
killer penalty.
To the wrong 48.
Be a second down and forever. And the clock will run out here. So we've completed the first quarter from Withington. Jackson 14, Everett 7, back in a minute on 101.9 and 1450.